Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Angel Manguel. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Magnuson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Magnuson. And now, play ball. Angel Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel takes first base on ball four. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Rudy reaches third base with a triple. Manguel goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball towards right. Williams catches it and throws to home to double up Rudy. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Segui fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone strikes out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Segui fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Egan to Melton. The throw back to home, and Brown is out at the plate. Green moves to second. Two outs. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reichardt. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Reichardt steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is hit by the pitch. Reichardt moves to third. May moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Magnussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magnussen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manghul hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Magnussen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan takes first base on ball four. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Egan hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui strikes out. One out. Angel Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Manguel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Manguel reaches second base with a double. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manguel moves to third. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field. John Stone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on John Stone. Manguel scores. Rudy moves to third. Jackson moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Tom Bradley now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rudy scores. Jackson moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson scores. Davis moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Duncan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duncan scores. Brown moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Athletics. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 0-for-2 in the game. Segui strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Athletics. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Seghi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bradley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Athletics. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnstone. Davis reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Kurt Palfari now playing right field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony La Russa pinch hits for Dick Green. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0-for-3 in the game. Seghi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony La Russa now playing second base. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Alvarado pinch hits for Tom Bradley. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. Manghul moves to second. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manghul moves to third. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Egan for a passed ball. Manghul scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Athletics. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 3 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's 9-2, Athletics. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. La Russa misplays the ball. That's an error on La Russa. Egan moves to second. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Egan moves to third. Morales moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Egan tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-3, Athletics. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-4 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales scores. Kelly moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Athletics. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.